President Obama meets with guards and inmates at the El Reno Medium Security Prison today, just outside of Oklahoma City. And earlier this week, he commuted the sentences of 46 nonviolent drug offenders. Well, that put us in mind of Barbara Scrivener. She'd been convicted of conspiracy to sell crystal meth and was on year 20 of a 30-year prison sentence when we talked with her last year as she was waiting to hear if her sentence would be commuted.
I just can't afford to get heartbroken again. I can't afford to go there. I believe this that's going on now seems really positive, and just maybe, I do just maybe think this could finally be it, and I can finally go home to my family.
Well, President Obama did commute her sentence in December 2014. It's been 6 months now, and Barbara joins us from KVPR in Fresno, California, to talk about life on the outside. Barbara, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thanks. I'm glad to be back.
You know, we wanted to talk with you today because, as you know, President Obama commuted the sentences of a number of people who were in federal prison this week. And in the letters that he wrote to them, he said something really interesting. He wrote, "It will not be easy for them once they get out."
Correct. Yeah. And it really wasn't.
So tell me more about that. How hard was it when you did get out?
Well, when I first got out, because of the amount of time that I was incarcerated, I didn't know anything about how the world worked now. I didn't understand that when you go to try to find a job, everything's online. So I walked all over the place to all these places putting in applications. And as soon as I'd get there, they'd be, "Oh, you have to do that online."
Wait. So I'm sorry, Barbara. Forgive me for interrupting, but did I hear you right that like you were actually walking to businesses that you wanted to apply for a job, and they would turn you away saying, "Just do it on the computer," and you didn't know that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would take buses to certain places that I was going to apply, and then I'd walk up and down the street to where all the businesses were, and most of them, I would say 90% of them, when I got there, they said, "Oh no, you have to do it online." And so then I would leave, and then I really didn't know how to do all this online, so I had to try to figure out how to get to their websites to do it online. And
did you even have the computer yourself?
At first, no, but then when because I went to a halfway house when I first got out, and then when I went to home confinement to my house, then yes, I did, but I was there by myself trying to figure this out. And then my daughter came there, and then she showed me a little bit, but I didn't want to have to keep asking her every 30 seconds, "How do I do this? How do I do that? How do I do this?" So I was trying just to, figure it out on my own. And they do have some classes in prison that you can take, but you can't actually get on the internet. And, we don't get to see cell phones, and I've never had one because they didn't exist when I, became incarcerated. The first time I walked into a store, I got very nervous, and I was in there for maybe 2 minutes and said, "I need to go out. There's just too much in here."
Too much what? Too
much everything. And when I would try to figure out what to buy, there's 20 choices of one item. I'm like, "I don't know which one to get. I'm used to only saying you get this or you get this. That's an easy choice."
I mean, Barbara, don't take this the wrong way, but in hearing you describe it, I just think like, that's how a kid feels, right? Like a child feels overwhelmed because there's just so much that's new and confusing.
That's exactly how it felt.
Except without maybe the joy that a little kid has.
Correct. Yes. It wasn't joyful.
I mean, what kind of assistance did you have? You said that you had been, you were in a halfway house when you were first, when your sentence was first commuted. I mean, were there people there to sort of guide you through the everyday things that you had to learn?
Just to some extent, yes, a little bit. But, I mean, they don't take you out, so you have to go out on your own. And for the first couple weeks that I was released, I was afraid to go anywhere. Slowly, I decided, okay, well, I'm just going to have to just jump right out and learn this.
Yeah. I mean, can you give me an example of how one of those experiences went?
Well, I was going to go to the store. So I got on the bus and I went down to where the stores were, and I went into a 99-cent store. And that was overwhelming because I was told some of the 99-cent stores, everything isn't 99 cents because there's different types, I guess. So I had got like 5 or 6 items, and then I was looking at the prices and I'm like, "Well, is this $1.99? And I was adding them all up and I was like, "Well, I don't have enough money for this." So I put a bunch of the stuff back and I got like overwhelmed because I couldn't figure out how this store worked. So I went to the cash register with a couple of the items, and they were 99 cents. And I was like, oh, this is one of those just regular – everything is 99 cents. But I was too frustrated to go back in, and I just left and went back to the halfway house and told everybody I couldn't figure out the 99-cent store.
I'm just trying to put myself as best as I can in your shoes. And I'm kind of feeling frustrated just hearing you talk about it. I mean, and is it – does because there's got to is there a huge sort of psychological challenge here as well? Because, you know, if you're trying to just navigate the 99-cent store and you think to yourself, this is really hard because I don't know what's going on. Did a part of you think this should have never happened to begin with? I spent 20 years in prison for, you know, what was later determined to be like not a crime that deserved that long that much incarceration.
Absolutely. Sometimes I get a little, I don't even know what word to use, a little upset with what had happened. But then I also have to realize, okay, well, it's happened and it's done and it's over with, and I just have to move on. But yeah, because when I tried to fill out job applications, I had jobs before I was incarcerated, and I knew how to fill out the application, and I could write down my previous jobs and my work experience. And I put in over 100 of applications all over the city of Fresno, and nobody would hire me. Finally, luckily, yes, I did get somebody that did hire me, and I love my job. But at first it was hard, and I couldn't figure out how am I supposed to account for that big of a gap.
Well, what do you tell them? I mean, because they have some to know, right? Because you got to put it on the application, don't you?
Well, some of them I just didn't put any work history, and I just said I haven't had a job in 20 years, and I would put my old work history. And some of them I would put the skills that I learned, and then they would ask, well, where did you learn the skill? And I was just point blank, and I told them, This is where I learned it, but this is what I know how to do. And I explained about getting clemency from the president in hopes that that would make them look at me in a better light and not just as some criminal who doesn't deserve a second chance, because that's how I kind of felt a lot of people looked at me when I explained that. And it's not fair and it's not right.
Yeah. Barbara, can I ask you – you know, you had a little girl. Little when mm-hmm. when you were first incarcerated. Mm-hmm. You were in jail for 20 years, right?
20 years, 11 months, and 3 days.
So she grew up.
She grew up, and I watched her grow up in pictures and in the visiting room.
How often did you get to see her?
My dad did bring her quite a bit. When she was younger, they would come at least 3 or 4 times a year. And I felt blessed with that.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're fully back on your feet yet?
Not quite. Some of the blocks are all being lined up now. I do have a job. Unfortunately, when I got out to my father's home, which I tried to save. He left it to us when he passed away. But there was a reverse mortgage on it, and we couldn't figure out how to get that taken care of. So the bank took it from us. I think when that's all settled and with the way my job is going really good, then I'll feel my life is starting to really become my life and I can live it correctly.
But you don't quite feel like you're there yet.
No, I still feel a little off balance. I still feel a little anxious.
Barbara, if I may ask, you tried to take your own life twice while you were in prison. Is that right?
I did. When I lost my appeal, it became more real that I was sentenced to 30 years in prison, and this is where I'm going to be for 30 years. And death seemed like a better option than living in prison in that environment for that long of time.
I'm asking because when your sentence was commuted and you were released, part of me wonders, yes, your body was free, but did you feel that your mind had been freed from the experience of being incarcerated for 20 years?
No, I don't think I'll ever. I think, the last 20 years, that's became who I was. Some of it is good. Yes, I did take a lot of good from it, but it's always going to be something that I'm going to live with forever.
Yeah. And given that, I mean, if you were able to talk to the 46 people whose sentences President Obama just commuted this week, what would you tell them?
Stay strong. Keep going forward. Don't let the struggles defeat you. Because there was one point in time when I first got out and all these struggles, I was like, well, kind of in a way, there was some things that was a little more simpler in prison. But of course, prison is not an option to want to be in. Freedom and living your life is the best. Just got to stay strong and keep going, and things will work themselves out and you will be able to succeed.
Well, Barbara Scrivener served 20 years of a 30-year sentence at a federal penitentiary in California. Her sentence was commuted by President Obama last year, and she spoke to us today from Fresno. Barbara, thank you so much.
Thank you.